This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, June 17th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Communist China is prohibiting a public funeral and Catholic burial for the recently deceased bishop of Tianjin, who had been under house arrest since 1992, reports International Christian Concern. Monsignor Stefano Lisside was placed under house arrest for refusing to place his church under the authority of China's Patriotic Association. And prior to this arrest, he was subjected to 17 years of forced labor camps. The bishop, who shepherded 100,000 Catholics, passed away on June 8th, but shockingly has not yet been buried. China refuses to allow the bishop's burial in the Catholic cemetery and is not allowing the church to host a public funeral. President Trump pushed back at ABC News anchor George Stephanopoulos during a testy interview, calling him, quote, a little wise guy, end quote, reports ABC News. Stephanopoulos was pressing the president on not answering questions in person from special counsel Robert Mueller's team.
I gave them 1.5 million pages of documents, right? I gave them 400 or 500 witnesses. I let Don McGahn testify. I let him tell, he was the White House counsel. I let him testify. I knew he was going to testify.
Interview. You didn't answer questions on obstruction.
No, wait a minute. I did answer questions. I answered them in writing.
Not on obstruction.
I don't know. I answered a lot of questions. They gave me questions. I answered them in writing.
Not an obstruction.
Look, George, you're being a little wise guy, okay? Which is, you know, typical for you. Just so you understand. It's very simple. There was no crime. There was no collusion.
Like something out of George Orwell's novel 1984, Facebook monitors the offline behavior of its users to determine if they should be categorized as a, quote, hate agent, end quote, according to a document provided exclusively to Breitbart News by a source within the social media giant. The document, entitled Hate Agent Policy Review, outlines a series of, quote-unquote, signals that Facebook uses to determine if someone ought to be categorized as a hate agent and banned from the platform, like Islam critic Tommy Robinson. Since January, Craig Telfer, a male college hurdler of Franklin Pierce University in New Hampshire, has been pretending to be a woman named Cece by taking estrogen, wearing makeup, and ladies' clothes. Unfortunately, he has chosen to compete against biological females where the hurdles are lower. Surprise, surprise. Last month, he won an NCAA Women's National Championship in the 400-meter hurdle race, reports The Blaze. Yet Telfer had the audacity to claim that he is the one at a disadvantage, not his female competitors.
Anything, me competing against cisgender females is a disadvantage because my body is going through so many medical implications. Like, it's going through biochemistry changes. So being on hormone replacement therapy, your muscle is deteriorating. You lose a lot of strength because, you know, testosterone is where you get your strength, your agility. I have to work twice as hard to keep that strength.
Outside of other transgender people, no one sympathizes with Craig Telfer. But Franklin Pierce University is officially celebrating. In an interview with the Des Moines Register last Tuesday, Democrat Senator Kirsten Gillibrand of New York, one of the 20-plus Democratic presidential candidates, said that passing protective pro-life laws is akin to being racist.
Imagine saying that it's okay to appoint a judge who's racist or anti-Semitic or homophobic. Asking someone to appoint someone who takes away basic human rights of any group of people in America, I don't think those are political issues anymore. All these efforts by President Trump and other ultra-radical conservative judges and justices to impose their faith on Americans is contrary to our Constitution, and there is no moral equivalency when you come to racism. And I do not believe there's a moral equivalency when it comes to changing laws that deny women reproductive freedom.
Senator Gillibrand, we rebuke your lies and deadly worldview with John 8:44. You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. Roland Warren, the black president of CareNet, a national Christ-centered movement of more than 1,000 life-affirming pregnancy centers, shared a somewhat humorous video explaining that he is not racist.
I'm not a racist. Some of my best friends are black. In fact, some of my family members are black. I love black people. Now, I'm sure you're wondering why I feel the need to tell you this. New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand equated pro-life beliefs with racism. In other words, if you're someone like me who is pro-life, you are morally equivalent to a racist, someone with such dangerous, evil, and immoral beliefs that you should not be qualified for public office. Now, I'm sure it's not hard for you to see that calling me a racist is pretty silly.
According to the Centers for Disease Control, nearly half of all pregnancies among black women end in abortion. In light of Gillette's decision to communicate that there is something inherently toxic about men's God-given masculinity, the E-Guard Watch Company celebrates the good in men in a new video this Father's Day. And SecondVote.com, a pro-life, pro-family group, held an essay writing contest featuring some uplifting entries which celebrate fathers who are protectors, who don't complain, and who have biblical conviction. When actor Kirk Cameron, former star of the situation comedy Growing Pains, was asked to consider homeschooling his 6 children, his first thought was, quote, "Are you kidding?" end quote, reports the Christian Post. As someone who did not grow up in a Christian home and was never homeschooled, who came to Christ in his late teens, Cameron did not view homeschooling as a valid option, but he was growing increasingly dissatisfied with the schools and the little time he was spending with his children, 4 of whom are adopted. A good friend told Cameron that, quote, "More than knowledge, what your children need is wisdom, who God is, who they are, and why they're here. And there's no one who's going to teach them wisdom like the 2 people God has placed in their lives," end quote. Speaking at the Virginia Homeschool Convention that took place in Richmond, the actor responded to the common objection to homeschooling that kids would not be properly socialized, quote, "if they're cooped up in your house all day," end quote. Cameron's response? Quote, "My kids are outside of our house more than anybody's kids because we're going places all the time. I call it life schooling, and they're not segregated with just 1 age group of kids," end quote. They take the children hiking in the mountains, the beach, museums, volunteer and missions trips, and to his work. He said, quote, "Trying to teach your children socialization by sending them to a public school is kind of like trying to teach them nutrition by sending them to a candy store," end quote. As you know, we're trying to raise $50,000 by Friday, June 28th, to cover the costs of producing this weekday newscast. By last Friday morning, Worldview listeners had given $8,365. My hope was that by this morning, we would have reached the $25,000 halfway mark. Let's see how far we got. The good news is 26 people made donations. Our thanks to Jamie in El Sobrante, California, for a $10 gift, to Greg from Rosalia, Washington, and Jeffrey in Forest Hill, Maryland, for their $25 gifts, to Shonda in Bloomfield, New Jersey, for her $30 gift, and to Joshua in Pensacola, Florida, for his $40 gift. We thank God for Jesse in Griffith and Tulsa, Oklahoma, for their $50 gift, for Aria in Mills River, North Carolina, for Theodore in Brunswick, Maine, and for Elijah in Hayden, Idaho, each of whom gave $50. We appreciate the sacrifices of Clayton in Crawfordville, Georgia, Kelly in Lawrenceburg, Indiana, Gerald in Abbotsford, British Columbia, Canada, Este in Kearney, Nebraska, and Ben in Natticoke in Ontario, Canada, each of whom gave a $100 gift. The generosity of the Worldview listeners continues with Katie in Star, Idaho, and Angela in Wake Forest, North Carolina, each of whom pledged $10 monthly for a total gift of $120 each. Thanks to Greg in Rosalia, Washington, and Vivian in Santa Barbara, California, both of whom pledged $20 monthly for a total gift of $240, to Richard in Alexandria, Minnesota, William in Chestertown, New York, and Summit in Itasca, Texas, each of whom gave a $250 gift. We thank God for Tom in Bulverde, Texas, Jonathan in Marion, Indiana, and John and Karen in Seaside, California, each of whom pledged $25 monthly for a total gift of $300 each. And finally, our thanks to William and Phyllis in Marshall, Illinois, and Craig in Thornburg, Virginia, both of whom gave a $500 gift. Ready for the new total? Drum roll, please. $12,565. In order to hit our $25,000 halfway mark, I need to find 10 Worldview listeners who will generously pledge $50 per month for a year for a total gift of $600, and 20 Worldview listeners who will give $25 per month for a year for a total gift of $300. I would love, absolutely love, to return to this microphone tomorrow morning with the good news that we reached and surpassed that $25,000 goal. Please, go to theworldview.com. Click on Give on the top right, and then make your pledge. And don't forget to click the recurring monthly donation button if that's your wish. Thank you in advance for your sacrificial help. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Monday, June 17th, in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.